Good morning. Another day with an unsettled start across interior New York and New England as yet another wave of low pressure departs the region through New England and eventually off the eastern seaboard. This round of energy produced more rain and some embedded thunder overnight and early this morning across interior New York and New England, but most of the steadiest activity is now departing. Still, we're left with a lot of low clouds and fog, a few scattered showers and areas of drizzle, which will be with us through the early morning hours. Most everyone is beginning the day in the upper 40s and lower 50s. We will be in between disturbances for a couple of hours with dry weather, although still plenty of clouds. This will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 50s to around 60 for daytime highs, but another in this series of disturbances will approach during the middle and latter portion of the day on Wednesday, generating another round of showers and bursts of rain, perhaps even a couple of rumbles of thunder. This last bout of energy for the time being will depart through New England during the evening hours and will start a drier trend. Overnight, still plenty of clouds with lows dropping back into the lower 40s. With high pressure building in temporarily, we'll have a dry day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will help continue to dry things out with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A weak disturbance will approach on Friday. Skies will become mostly cloudy again, and there's just a slight risk of a few showers by the end of the day with highs in the upper 50s. That same disturbance will combine with a storm system well off the eastern seaboard to generate more clouds and a few showers on Saturday. Highs will remain in the upper 50s. After that system departs, we'll dry out nicely on Saturday night, and we'll open up with some sunshine on Sunday for Mother's Day. Clouds will start to move in with another disturbance approaching, but I think it's going to stay dry through the day with highs approaching 60. Another chance of showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level energy and the cold front that brought multiple rounds of severe weather to the south over the past couple of days will continue to move east through today, clearing the mid-Atlantic coast by tonight. The front will stretch into the southeastern United States as it slowly moves toward the Gulf of Mexico. Thunderstorms ahead of the front will continue to pose a threat for severe weather for the east coast south of the Mason-Dixon line. Cooler and drier weather will follow behind the front from the Great Plains to the Mississippi Valley, reaching the east coast tomorrow. Meanwhile, across the west, an upper-level ridge will move east while strengthening over the next couple of days. The result will be an expansion of above-average temperatures from California and Nevada into Oregon and Washington. Temperatures will be roughly 10 to 20 degrees above average across the west coast states today, with the warmth spreading east to the Continental Divide tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility with light rain and fog, and 41 degrees with a south wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 8 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 51, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 20, and the barometer at 29.70 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible, upper 60s. Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 52, that's 4 degrees below normal. 53 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 97 hundredths for the month, which is now 54 hundredths above normal, and 10.31 inches for the season, which is 1.20 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high 91 set in 1944, and the record low 29 in 1952 and 1974. Sunrise this morning, 5:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 60s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs around 60. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but dry, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a chance of showers in the upper 50s again. Sunshine on Sunday, giving way to increasing clouds for Mother's Day, 60. A scattered shower Monday in the upper 50s, and mostly sunny back to the lower 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.